Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am a certified human design reader and the host of this show. So if you are new to She's a God, thank you for stopping to listen. And if you are someone who's been listening for a while, then welcome back. I'm super excited to jump right into the topic of this episode. I hope everyone is feeling the energy of entering into the holidays and winding down and feeling settled in what we like to call like the deafening period of the year, right? When that's just really when things start to quiet down just a tad, days get much shorter, and we enter into the holidays in the United States and in the Northern Hemisphere, which is all about just Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. It's like a whole thing over here. So I hope everyone is feeling the energy of really settling down into these longer nights, because it can definitely be a little bit emo vibes, like, oh, like you just want to like put on those warm, fluffy socks. And you also just want to just curl up next to a fire and watch a really good movie and all of the vibes when it comes to that. So I'm just saying, go for it. Like that's exactly what I've been doing as much as possible, just really making soups and settling into this more cozier vibe. So I just want to thank everyone who's been on the human design courses with me. So I don't want to say courses, but what I want to say is I've been teaching human design in person for almost a year now, over a year now, I want to say, just over a year now. And I just started shifting them online. So I've been doing online workshops with human design. And you guys know my niche is around teaching you how to become your own human design reader. So really the goal is to help you to embody the journey of human design and realize that it is just a biohacking system that is here to help you understand how to best use your energy every single day to open up greater energetic flow in your life. That's literally the core of human design and why I am obsessed with the system, because I know that first and foremost, there's no dogma in human design. We know that. Ra Ruhu has since passed, but is the founder of human design, would call it the human design experiment. And he would call it that and use that verbiage specifically to remove any dogma from the idea that like there's any dogma and that you have to do it this way. It is no dogma at all. So welcome to human design. If you have never been like really understanding it or knowing what it's about, hit me up, jump on my website, shesagod.com. And scroll down a bit and you will see a list of upcoming events. I have a human design relationships course coming up next week, which is super fitting during this time of year, during the holidays. And then I have an in-person event, which I'm going through the personality profiles here in my hometown. I'm doing that. And then I have another online course at the end of this month that is going to be around inner authority, I think is that one. So yeah, that's happening. I'm branching checking out Human Design Online, and I've been working really hard on some video content to put on my website where you all can just purchase like a la carte information on your design, and you can kind of continue to go on your journey to becoming your own reader. I really want people to be empowered to understand this system the way that I do, because it should not be hard to understand. It really isn't. And I think that is part of my role in this lifetime and on the planet, is to help people to do this, to be like, to biohack the system, understand it's really not that difficult. All you need is an app, a chart, and a couple of other free resources, which I offer in my online classes. And in my in-person classes, I offer lots of shortcuts to understanding how to biohack this system so that you can embody your design as quickly as possible. Just because I do feel like that is the core. Energy is everything. It is the universe. And I really think Human Design is mainstream now. And I love that. And I think that there are so many wonderful Human Design readers who are offering their own take on Human Design, and they're niching in their own areas in Human Design. And I am all about just directing you to the people that are doing it really well within their specific niche. That way you can understand the system and embody the system and learn how to do it very quickly and easily and get going on it, because that's the goal, is to understand it like the back of your hand, right? I feel like our, you know, grandmothers and our grandmother's grandmothers understood astrology, even if it was just understanding their sun sign. So it's about knowing that, like, okay, like, yeah, that's true for us. Like, during this, you know, time of this evolution that's taking place on the planet, this new age everyone keeps talking about, during this time, I feel like Human Design is something that we are all going to just understand. It doesn't, you don't need, you know, to be double certified like me to really get how you're designed to use your energy. And that really starts with understanding the highest and lowest expression of your design, which is really what I focus on, because I truly believe that if you just understand the lowest expression of your energy gifts and all of the things, you will avoid that shit. You will not do it. And it will help you to biohack your energy and shift into the highest expression of your design. So that is my soapbox. That is what I wanted to just put out there, is that if you are interested in understanding how to become your own reader, hit me up, get on my email list, go to my website, and you will see on shesagod.com what I have coming up. You could also go to my IG at This Is Jen Torres, and you will see my link tree right there. Hit that link. It'll be a little breakdown of everything I have coming up as well. So I want to get into the topic of this episode though, without any more delays, but I wanted to keep you updated on what I was doing. So let's jump right into what this is really about. So today is my birthday. Okay. Like, it is literally my birthday today as I'm recording this podcast episode. I just turned 40 years old. So it's like the big 4-0. Oh my God. Like, what the hell? And I kind of wanted to talk about this. Like, I wanted to talk about the aging process, especially with women, and the vibe around what it is to, you know, continue to walk through life, knowing and understanding we are all on this time limit, if you will, a certain amount of time that we're going to be here. And what is that energy? And how can we continue to navigate that experience and that journey in its highest expression, and really feeling into the greatness of what it is and what it means to truly be alive? So as I mentioned before, I've really been like snuggling up, watching movies, like really understanding that this is sort of the deafening period of the year. And I'm sort of feeling into that vibe and that energy. And I just so happened to come across this movie. Okay. And so this is going to come full circle, so don't worry. But I came across this movie that was so perfect for this time in my life, which the movie, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it, but it's called My Old Ass. Okay. And it's with, do you remember, I think her name is Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec. She's the one with the really big weird eyes, and she always has like stone face, and she does all of these hilarious faces. She's super funny. And so she is in this movie, and I kind of want to talk about this because I found the movie super enlightening, and I invite people to check it out, especially if you're, you know, on the journey to celebrating years, heading into your 40s and above. This is a fabulous movie to watch. I literally cried the whole movie because I was like, I felt like it was talking to me. I was like, this is so crazy. And it really just, I'll give a brief synopsis and then I'll get to the point point of the episode. And then I want to end this episode just offering three things that I think every woman should explore in terms of like youth vibes, okay? In terms of just like literally, you know, aging with grace and beauty is what I really feel is super important for every single woman. So to start with this movie, like I mentioned, the movie is called My Old Ass, and it's all about a girl. And so a girl is not somebody where like if you saw her, you're gonna say like, oh, I know who that is, or I know who that girl is. For the most part, you're gonna see her and you're gonna be might be kind of like, who is that girl? Because I didn't know who this actress was. This is the first time I've ever seen her. But once I Googled her name, I guess her name is Macy Stella. But again, she's playing. So the story kind of goes like this. It's a movie about a girl and her name is Elliot in the movie. So it's a girl named Elliot. Okay. And she is 18 and she's about to venture off into the rest of her life, meaning she's packing up, going to college, all doing all the things. And she decides to do a mushroom trip with her friends in the woods. And once she starts to do these mushrooms, she's greeted by an older version of herself. Okay. So that's where Aubrey Plaza comes in, who is playing the girl's older self. Okay. And it's just so synchronistic because in the movie, Aubrey, who's playing the older version of the girl, she's 39. Okay. So I was 39. Today I'm 40, but she's 39. So I watched this movie like a week ago and it was so like perfect for everything in my life. Like I was like, oh my God, this movie is me. Like what the fuck? This is so weird. So first and foremost, there's so many things in this movie that are a lot like me. First and foremost, I will say like one thing that stuck out to me straight away was like Aubrey Plaza is Puerto Rican, I think, and so am I. So like the fact that she was playing in this movie as like the older version of the girl, I was like, this is hilarious. And then the younger girl who is playing the 18-year-old, she dresses like a boy. Okay. And so that's a fun fact about me. And like when I was younger, I dressed like a boy. So like I shopped in the boys section and I thought it was cool to dress like a boy. So I literally wore boy pants, boy coats, boy hats, boy everything. Like I wore girl underwear and that's about it. And so I dressed just like a boy. So it was just so funny because she dressed like a boy in the movie and her younger self dressed like a boy. And then also the older version of Aubrey or the older version of Elliot played by Aubrey Plaza also dressed like a boy. So it was just so many little things within the movie. I was like, this is me. Like what the fuck? Even their banter, like how they go back and forth, it just reminded me of me, like the way I talk and like the way I go back and forth, even with my partner. It was so crazy. So I want to talk about this because I think that every single one of us reaches a point on our path, whether you're a man or a woman, that you are approaching times of, you know, change within your life. And that could be turning 40, 50, 60. That could be your Saturn return. What does that happen between like 27 and 30 or something? Or it could be your Chiron return, which happens once you're much older. And so there's all these different, I want to say, points in time that every single human being on this planet, every person who's listening to this podcast, you will experience in your lifetime. You're going to hit these points, okay, in your life. And it's just kind of like a turn, okay? Like, so on this podcast, I'm always talking about like the turn of the wheel. Like I always follow the turn of the wheel. The next turn of the wheel is going to be the winter solstice at the end of December. So I follow the wheel of the year and that's a point in time, right? Where you're honoring a change that happens. So that's kind of what the vibe of this movie is. And I just found is so interesting that the way this movie played out. So if you've never seen this movie, then I am going to spoil some stuff. So I'm just preparing you. There's lots of spoilers. I am going to talk about this movie because it's epic and I think everybody should watch it. Essentially, what it was talking about was it was going into this whole thing where she's talking to her older self. So like the 18-year-old is talking to her 39-year-old self, played Aubrey Plaza. I think that's her name. So the girl from Parks and Rec. Okay. So she's going back and forth with her. And so the way it kind of goes is in the movie, the older version of self is trying to warn the younger version of self to avoid certain things, right? Like certain men, certain situations. She's trying to teach her to have gratitude for the now and like what's happening in her life and right now, instead of ignoring her mom and her brother and stuff like that, she should slow down and really take time with them. And it was just so interesting how, you know, I don't reflect very much. Okay. So like, this is something that I'm not the best at doing. I don't really stop to reflect hardly ever about anything. I generally just plow through life. I'm like, okay, what's next? What's next? Right. It's very manifesting generator. I'm always like on to the next thing in my life. But this movie helped me to reflect a little bit and like slow down and reflect on my life and like the way things are unfolding and things, the way things are happening. And so what it helped me to realize, I'm not going to tell you everything in this movie because that's super boring, but like, I would just say that like so much of this movie, the 39-year-old self is trying to warn the 18-year-old of like all the things she should avoid, right? Like, don't do this, you know, don't go down that road. There's even one point in the movie where the 39-year-old self is like, oh, sorry that I haven't picked up my phone for you, because they call each other, right? It's like interdimensional kind of shit happening. So she's like, sorry, I haven't picked up for you. I was at a meditation retreat and it was a transcendental meditation, which I practice transcendental meditation. So like, it was just so many little things within the movie. And I was like, what? I was like, that's so funny. Like that character's into TM and like I do TM. So it just a bunch of little synchronistic things throughout the movie kept me super engaged. But it was really just a coming full circle to realize that like the entire movie, this 39-year-old self is trying to warn this 18-year-old girl about everything that could possibly happen in her life. But when it comes to the end of it, okay, so mind you, the entire time I'm kind of like, yeah, like I wish I would have known too. I wish I would have, whatever. I'm getting almost annoyed with myself like during this movie because I'm like, damn, like I wish I could talk to my younger self and be like, yo, like this is going to be crazy, but this is what's going to happen. You know, I wish I could have had that moment or had that opportunity to have that crazy ass reflection like that. But the movie ends in kind of the 18-year-old deciding like, I'm not going to really go on this journey, right? Like I'm not going to not talk to that guy. I'm not going to not do this thing that you're warning me about, because this is part of it all. Okay. Like this is part of like how I learn, like how I understand, how I go through life journeying through the ups and the downs and the changes and the things that are just sometimes feel super shitty. But then it's like, oh my gosh, like, whoa, like thank the gods. Like I actually did journey and go to that thing and experience it, because now I'm just like so much better for it. And off the top of my head, just this year, I'm thinking of Bali. Like I had an episode on Bali, right? The good, the bad, the ugly. And it's like, it wasn't really what I thought it was going to be. It kind of wasn't a good experience for me at all. And it was like, I knew every part of me was saying, don't do this. Like, don't go. You don't need to go. And I went anyway. And so it's just like, I learned when I came back from that trip, I was so much stronger. Like I'm so much stronger in my intuition and what I know to do. It's like, I'm like so powerful, so much more powerful now because I went on that journey, because I had that experience and because I did it, even though I knew I shouldn't have, because it is like something was telling me like, don't do it. So what I really learned, okay, bringing it full circle, what I really learned from watching this movie is one, okay, I was like crying the entire movie because I was like, oh my God, like it was like making me reflect on my life. Okay. So a bit more to put some more perspective behind this for you is I'm somebody who my entire life, I thought being older was cool. Okay. So even, you know, me turning 40 this year, if I tell anybody like that's close to me, I'm like, you know, tell my partner, my daughter, I'm like, oh my God, like this year I'm turning 40. They're like, my daughter, even earlier this year, I was like, oh my God, this year I'll be 40. She's like, Mom, you've always wanted to be 40. She's like, you've always wanted to be older. And I just started laughing because I'm like, actually, that's true. Like, I literally have, and you can believe me or not, but like, I literally have a vision board in my closet, okay? And it's all older women that I think are fucking fabulous. So like, I have all these epic, fabulous, beautiful pictures of like Jane Fonda, like in her like 60s and 70s. And then I have pictures of Diane von Furstenberg, who I think is another super fabulous woman. I have another picture of, she's, gosh, I can't remember her last name right now, but she played Lenore Osgood in Nurse Ratched. Okay, but she's not the nurse. She's not the main character. She's the older woman in that show. And her name is, I think, Lenore Osgood in the show. And she's just like this fabulous older woman who's like freaking amazing and fabulous. And I realized, like, also talking to my partner, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be 40 this year. And he's just like, you've always wanted to be 40. He's like, you've always wanted to be older. And now that it's here, I just feel like I've been reflecting so much, which is so weird. It's unlike me. Like, I find myself just like lying in my bed, just like looking up at the ceiling, thinking about this last 40 years and like my 20s and my 30s. And what are my 40s going to be like? And my 20s were shit. Most people's 20s were shit. And my 30s, you know, I had my spiritual awakening when I was 34. So it's like, I didn't really feel like I really woke up in my life to who I actually am until I was 34. And that's when everything started for me. That's when like, I was like, holy shit, like, what is human design? Like, I really just was like, what is priestess? Like, I would like went and did all the things, traveled the world, you know, getting initiated and doing all the things and then becoming certified and again through human design. So it's like, I look back at my 30s and I'm like, whoa, like my 30s were so transformational. Like, I changed so much like as a person, and I really like stepped into who I'm here to be in my 30s, you know? And in my 40s, it's just like, I feel this, like I'm at such peace with just like stepping into this next phase of my life. And I think that so many women, especially, and men too, of course, men, like when they hit 40, you know, or they hit these like monumental age, like 50 or 60 or whatever, they're like, holy shit, dude. Like, I'm like, for me, I'm like, holy shit, like I'm in my 40s now. Like, wow, like that's fucking crazy, you know? And so it can be this really reflective moment where you're just like, what the fuck? Like, okay, like I can do this. Like, you're just like reflecting and you're just like, what do I want to accomplish in this decade? What is this next decade going to look like for me? And it's just so powerful to be on your journey of living. Okay, that's really what I think I want to say here is that this is not about aging. This is not about getting older. This is about living. And there's something that Diane von Furstenberg always says, who I'm a huge fan of her. She's amazing and fabulous. She's actually a manifester. Only 8% of the planet, right? She's an awesome manifester. So she always says, it's not, don't ask me how old I am. Ask me how long I've lived. And I'm like, that's so true. Because it's like, you know, we have to just be so grateful that like we've gotten this like 40 years, or we've gotten this 45 years, or we've gotten this 50 years, 55 years, this 60 years, or even this 20 years, you know, on this planet, like however old you are, or however long you've lived, I should say. It's just about like finding the awe in that, like just the amazing feeling on the inside. Like, I could seriously just start crying, like just thinking about it. I'm just like, whoa, like, dude, like life is so trippy. Like, it is so trippy. Just thinking back on like all of the crazy things I've done in my life and like the stupid shit. Like, for now, just in this moment, I'm having the weirdest memory of when I was like 13 and I was, quote unquote, on the run, running away from home again. When I was like 13 or 14, running away from home again. And I just remember that the cops were actually chasing me. And I was literally like running through the South Side where I grew up part of my life, like near the South Side, by the South Side, in the South Side area. And I just remember jumping fence after fence after fence for like an entire block. So it's just like when you think back on your life and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, I did that? Like, that was actually me? Like, at one point in my life, I was running from the cops and I was running through the backyards of people's homes, like in the south side of Milwaukee, jumping fences for a block. I got away, by the way. But it's like, I did that. Like, what the fuck was I doing? Like, you know, and just like all kinds of stuff. Like, I could think of when I went to Egypt, you know, and lying in this like bed in Aswan, which is like the countryside of Egypt, and hearing the dogs like fight till the death, you know, like that was some fucked up shit that I like took me months and months and months to get over. You know, I could still hear them in my mind, like doing that. And I just was like, what the, like, where am I? Like, I am in the fucking Twilight Zone right now. Like, why am I even here? But just shit like that, that like weird experiences that I've had in my life. And I can look back and be like, whoa, like, look at how long I've lived. Like, 40 years is a long time. Okay. Like, it's a long time. And I'm just so grateful for these 40 years that I've had. And I'm so excited for like the next decade of whatever I end up doing in my life. And so this is just exciting. Like, I just invite people to be excited about every, you know, decade that you live in your life, every day that you live in your life, and just allow yourself to just find gratitude in just the super crazy, even crazy trippy times. Like, holy smokes, reflection is a motherfucker. Like, I never let myself do it. Like, I don't let myself reflect. I just kind of go, 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 go. But when I take the time to reflect and be like, what the hell? Like, thinking back to all of the different versions of self I've been, okay? And that's the other thing I want to just say is you can change at any time. I mean, you can reinvent yourself at any time. There's this woman who I listen to her podcast from time to time. She's fabulous. She's older. It's nothing spiritual or anything like that, but she's just really amazing. And her podcast is called Too Young to Be Old. And her name is Diane. Yeah, Diane Gilman. And her podcast is Too Young to Be Old. I would love to have her on the podcast. But like, she is somebody else who she talks about how, I think she's like in her 70s or something, and she just started a podcast. And she talks about how it's so important not to chapter your life. You know what I mean? Like, not to chapter your life, not to calendar your life and feel like you have to, you know, have accomplished X amount of things by this date or you're nothing. You know, that was one part of the movie that stuck out to me is, at one point, the young version, the 18-year-old version of self was talking to the 39-year-old version. And she was like, oh my God, this is so wild. Tell me what we've done. Like, what are we doing right now? Like, what have I like done in my life? Like, tell me everything. And the older version of self, the 39-year-old, she was struggling to like tell her something super exciting. She was like, yeah. So like, and then finally she thought of something to tell her, which was that she was like, we're a PhD student, you know? And the girl was like, the younger version of self was like, what? She's like, I'm a 40-year-old fucking student. That's what you want to tell me right now? And the older version of self, the 39-year-old was like, what did you think? Did you think you were going to have it all figured out by the time you were 39? Like, no, like that's not how it goes. And the 18-year-old was super pissed. She was like, what the fuck have we been doing with our life? Like, she was like freaking out. And I'm like, oh my God, like that would be me. Like if I was 39 and I would probably be talking to like my 14, 15 year old self before I got pregnant. And I would be like, dude, life is never going to be this easy. You know what I mean? Like you got it made in the fucking shade right now. Like it is never going to be this easy. After this, your life is about to change forever and it is going to be hard for a really long time. And it was hard for so long. Like my life didn't start getting a little bit easier until I was like 32. And that's when like, it's like, I can like breathe a little bit and I didn't have to like work as hard. I wasn't juggling school, work, taking care of my daughter. Like she was a little bit older. So like I could just, there's so much in that movie I can resonate with and just be like, whoa, like time is crazy. You know, living is crazy. crazy. Like, we don't give ourselves enough credit, like, for living, you know? This sounds so crazy and so what the fuck, but like, seriously, we don't give ourselves enough credit for living our lives and for what it takes to get up every single fucking day and take this shit on and be like, no, like, I'm gonna do something and like, do something that scares me, even if it's minor. I'm gonna, you know, go and have that challenging conversation. I'm gonna go and reach out to that person and try to connect because those are the people I want in my life. Like, it's not easy. It's super tricky. And it's just like, we don't give ourselves enough of a pat on the back for everything that we do. And so really what this made me feel more than anything, having this beautiful day today where, you know, at first I was like, okay, like on my 40th birthday, like I'm gonna get me and a couple of friends together. We're gonna do a spa day. Like, I was just like planning. And then I realized, I was like, I don't want to. Like, I just want to be by myself. Like, I just want to do the things I normally do. I want to work. The only thing I did today was I got my nails done, you know, before Thanksgiving and before my birthday weekend, which I'm going to go to like a spa weekend with my partner. But it's like, so it was like, I got my nails done, but it's like, you know, I still had a creative marketing call today. I still, you know, worked on some background work that I'm trying to get done. So it's just like, and I'm recording this podcast right now on my birthday, you know? So it's like, I decided like, no, I'm just going to live. Like, I'm just going to fucking live my life the way I've been doing, because that's a huge accomplishment in and of itself. And obviously I'm taking time to celebrate. That's going to be this entire weekend. So it's like, I have a full plan to celebrate this time. But at the same time, I'm like, I just want to do my day. Like, I didn't want to like cut out all this extra shit and do all this extra stuff. I'm like, I just want to live my life. And I think we don't have enough gratitude for just living our fucking lives. Okay. There's so many people whose lives get cut short so young, you know, in their 20s, even as children sometimes. And it's just like, damn, like they didn't even really get to try this fucking lifetime. And it's just, most of us don't know who we are until we're at least in our 30s. Most of us don't know what we want to do sometimes even into our 40s. The podcast I was just mentioning before with that woman, she describes not having her first aha moment, you know, groundbreaking moment where she knew what she was going to do with the rest of her life until she was like 62. So that's when she had her big aha moment with like, oh my God, like this is my purpose work. This is what I'm going to do. So it's just so tricky to calendar our life, to feel like we need to have accomplished all this stuff. When it's like, did we though? Did we? Like, why can't we just like enjoy the fact that every single day we're getting up and we're doing something, you know, even if it's just driving to the store to get the groceries done for the day, for the week, you know? And it's like, doing that is a fucking accomplishment. Okay. I'm sorry, but it is. It's like, we made it. We got everything we needed. We're home. We put it away. Yes. Like, good for us. You know, I just think I want to give more gratitude and more, you know, we're around this holiday season, Thanksgiving's in just a couple of days. And I'm grateful for just being alive. Like, honestly, like I'm grateful for 40 years on this fucking planet and being able to just be here and experience it. And every single day, just open my eyes to a new experience and be like, this is weird. And it's like crazy and it's trippy and it's fucked up sometimes. But at the same time, it's life and it's real and it's mine. And so I just want to leave it at that. And, you know, before I go, I'm going to drop a couple of things that I can't live without. And so I just wanted to do this for everybody, woman and man listening to this podcast. I feel like there's certain things that I need in my life that I cannot live without. And I'm like, it's on the topic of living. It's like super important to me to have these things. It's what keeps me going. And so here it is. Okay. So obviously I can go on for an hour with everything I need in my life and that I have to have in my life, but I really want to stick to the topics of like living, aging, beauty, all of that kind of stuff. Like the stuff that it's just like, I cannot not have this in my life. Like I need this in my life. So the first two things things I thought of were actually meditation and water. Like I was like, I need transcendental meditation 20 minutes every single morning. It's what heals my body. It's what gets my mind right for my day. And then the second thing where I was like, I absolutely need it is flow drinking water. And so anybody who knows me knows I don't go anywhere without like flow in my hands. And so it is alkaline spring water that you can get at Whole Foods or your local organic grocery store probably. But really, flow drinking water is where it's at. I love it. I need it in my life. It's what keeps me hydrated throughout the day, especially in these like heated, super warm, you know, winter months when you're inside and that heat is just like pumping and it's so fucking dry. So that is like the two things that I thought of straight away. Now, when it comes to beauty and like aging with grace and all of those things, the number one thing that I thought of first and foremost, I'll start with before I get to, I'm just going to start with two things. Actually, I'm just going to say these three things. Let's make it three. So besides the transcendental meditation and the water that I drink, I cannot live without Lancer exfoliator. So everybody like who's listening to this, if you're looking for a beauty tip or like aging with grace, for me, Lancer exfoliator is like number one. So Lancer is a brand, L-A-N-C-E-R. An exfoliator is, if you go to their website, they have three different types of exfoliator. I use the one that's like combination, normal to combination skin, but like the exfoliator is expensive, but it's like a non-negotiable for me. It's like, I have to have that over even my face wash. Like, it's like, I have to have the exfoliator. It's what keeps my skin looking young and youthful and amazing. And so for me, Lancer exfoliator is a non-negotiable. The other thing that I want to talk about, I feel like is super important is a really good retinoid. I think, or retinol, what do you call that? I don't even know exactly how you say it, but I think it's a retinol. And the one that I use is by Biossance. So I'm just going to link everything in the show notes if you're interested. And so Biossance is a plant-based company. It's clean. And so I have to have it. It's like, I only use it twice a week or else my skin gets irritated and breaks out. But it's like 2 to 3 times a week, I have to use a retinoid on my skin. It's just what keeps it looking young, like dewy and amazing. Okay. So the last thing I want to say here, and I feel like I'm throwing this in because it's like most people don't even think about it, but for me, it's a non-negotiable. Before any makeup, okay, after my moisturizer is dried, like I have to use a color corrector. So I don't think a lot of people do this. And I'm like, how don't you do that? It's literally like a fucking filter on your skin. It's like putting a filter on your face, like color corrector. The one that I use is by Bobbi Brown. And I like it because it's so creamy. And so it doesn't get like cakey in your skin or anything like that. And I'll link that too. I use like light peach, I think the one. But basically a color corrector is like, it goes underneath all of your makeup. Okay. So it's like you put on, you wash your face, you exfoliate, whatever. You put your moisturizer on. Once that kind of dries, I put color corrector on before I do my makeup. That's like makes my face look like a blank slate. So that it doesn't like no discoloration or like super bad bags or anything like that. It's like a color corrector is a non fucking negotiable. I've used a color corrector my entire life, like pretty much my entire life. Even before color correctors were super popular, I was using one. And the one back then I think was by like Smashbox is the one that I was using. And then they stopped making it. They actually discontinued it. I don't know why. But anyway, I just wanted to drop a couple of things that are for me, like living well. I cannot live without TM and transcendental meditation. My flow drinking water, because it's like the only thing that keeps me hydrated. And then my exfoliator, I just dropped my phone. My exfoliator is like a non-negotiable. It's expensive, but it's like I buy the huge tube. It's like the huge tube. They have different sizes, but the one that I use is like the massive tube, and I buy it like once every 3 months. Okay. And I spend like probably $70 on it. But it's like I buy it like once every 3 months, and it's like the non-negotiable for me. Like I have to use Lancer exfoliator. It is the thing that keeps my skin looking soft and like amazing. So, and then of course, like I mentioned, the color corrector is super important. Having that, and then a really good retinol is like important. And I like the Biossance one because it's plant-based. So I just wanted to leave with a couple of things because it's like people are like, you look good for your age. And I'm like, thank you. I get it from my mom, you know, like my lineage, but at the same time I have things on my sleeve and certain things are like, meditation keeps me looking young. I swear by it. Drinking water is super important. It's like water is the essence of life. So I only drink the best water. And then of course, those three things are like super important to like maintaining youthful skin is the three things that I mentioned. And I will link everything below in the show notes of this podcast. But I hope that this episode brought you something. I just wanted to put an emphasis on living, enjoying our life, allowing ourselves to age with ease and grace. And just like Diane von Furstenberg says, it's not about how old you are. It's about how long have you lived. And it's just like the more you could be like, whoa, like I've lived 40 years. I've lived 45 years. I've lived 68 years. Holy shit. Like, isn't that amazing? It's like you hear that and you're just like breathe like a sigh of gratitude for that energy and just for the option and for the ability to feel all of the emotions of being a human being and having this experience. So just sending everyone so much love. And I hope to see you in a future online human design class or in a future sister circle or something like that. But I will see you very soon, sending you all so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.